State lawmakers will soon decide whether or not to implement a new tax on short-term housing rentals, such as those done through the Airbnb website. While some are against the idea of any new taxes, others, such as Senate President Stan Rosenberg, say the tax could raise some badly needed revenue. In the middle of this debate, Airbnb, based in San Francisco, is taking an unusual step. It wrote a letter to Rosenberg earlier this month basically saying, please tax us. I spoke with Airbnb's Director of Global Policy, Chris Lehane, to ask why.
Over 300,000 traveled into Massachusetts last year on our platform. And, you know, those are guests who are coming and benefiting from the great resources that exist here in the Commonwealth. And like any other travel platform, there's typically what are called hotel and tourist taxes. We fundamentally believe that there needed to be a level playing field, that our community ought to pay its fair share. But these are taxes that really go on the guests. It's the same fees they would pay if they were staying at a hotel or a bed and breakfast, right? So that's the first reason. You know, we're now in the age where there are these digital platforms that are really some of the most significant entities in society. And you look at the top five businesses by market cap revenue size in the world today, all five are digital network companies, platforms. And as we move into this digital age, which some have called the fourth wave of industrialization, these platforms do need to take responsibility for working with society, working with governments to put in new approaches for these new things.
Put me inside the head of you Airbnb execs and explain how you think this benefits your company.
I think it's incumbent upon platforms like ours to really work with governments to try to align those as much as possible. And that is something that's fundamental to our core. We do believe that we need to partner with governments and put in place the right types of rules, the right type of approaches, so that this works as well as possible for everyone.
Well, to your point, for example, the Massachusetts Lodging Association, which is a hotel lobbying group, says that in addition to paying the tax, folks who rent out their homes through Airbnb should also be forced to comply with the same health and safety regulations and undergo inspections. How do you feel about that?
First of all, the vast majority of the people who are doing this on our platform, including here in Massachusetts, well over 70%, you know, are people who are doing it from their primary homes, the homes that they live in. They're doing it as amateurs to generate supplemental income. On our platform, they make 97% of the money that they list their home for. So the typical person in Massachusetts, typical host, is making a little bit over $6,000 a year, making their home available around 35, 37 times a year. So they're really doing this as amateurs. And I think we should be doing everything we possibly can to encourage that. And for those who are doing it more as commercial activities, I think what you've seen in cities across the country is they've really sort of bifurcated those two approaches. Very light touch on the regulatory side for amateurs, you know, putting the tax piece in. And then you can put different things around the commercial activity. And again, here in Massachusetts, you've had vacation rentals on the Cape, on the coast, in Western Mass, in the Berkshires, in Boston for decades. It's not something that is new.
Figures that Airbnb has generated itself shows about 10% of your hosts, people who rent out their homes in Greater Boston, provide more than a third of the revenue that you get out of the Boston market. And in a way, that sparks some criticism for contributing to the housing problem in big cities, including Boston, by having a business profile that keeps people from putting their homes on the market. If they're not living there, they don't need the home anymore, apparently, because they're renting it out all the time. But instead of selling it and putting it on the market, they're running it as a business.
The Boston housing stock has about 275,000 units of housing. We're talking about 25, 26, 2,700 units that are being used on an occasional basis. And so that's less than 2%, actually around 1% of the entire housing stock in Boston. And so I think by any objective review of the facts, you know, Airbnb is actually helping people stay in their homes, helping them be able to afford to be in their homes, and a very, very, very small part of the overall housing stock in Boston.
So what do you say to the hotel managers in Boston right now, or the hotel operators, the hotel owners who are listening to this interview, who worry about Airbnb and who worry about the potential for growth in Airbnb and what it will do to their industry?
Travel and tourism is growing exponentially. There's a big enough pie to go around for everyone and for everyone to do well. That said, we do know that one of the issues that does concern the hotel industry is our impact on something called compression nights. Compression nights, by the way, is really just a different word and a fancy word for gouging. The hotel industry has been able to gouge consumers because they've been able to have a pretty tight control over the supply. And so when you have a graduation weekend, as are coming up here in Boston, right, you would see prices really spike through the roof. And what Airbnb has done is actually have added more supply into the market.
Chris Lehane, head of global public policy for Airbnb. Thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
I'm honored to be here. And as a Massachusetts native, it's really fun to be here.